These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. The Great Courses cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. These lectures are titled Buddhism, Part 1. The lecturer is Professor Malcolm David Eccle. Dr. Eccle is an associate professor of religion at Boston University, where he has been teaching for over 10 years. He holds two bachelor's degrees, one in English from Harvard University and a second in theology from Oxford University. He went on to earn his master's in theology at Oxford and his PhD in the study of comparative religion at Harvard. In addition to his position at Boston University, he has held teaching positions at Ohio Wesleyan University, Middlebury College, and the Harvard Divinity School. At Boston University, Professor Eccle has taught courses on Buddhism, comparative religion, and the religions of Asia. In 1998, Professor Eccle received the Metcalf Award for Teaching Excellence, the university's highest award for teaching. In addition to many articles, Professor Eccle has published two books on Buddhist philosophy, including To See the Buddha, A Philosopher's Quest for the Meaning of Emptiness. Professor Eccle prepared the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide includes a detailed outline of each lecture, a glossary, a timeline, biographical notes, and a bibliography. To get the most out of this course, you may find it useful to follow along with the outlines or review them before or after each lecture. Lecture 1. What is Buddhism?
Welcome to our course on the history of Buddhism. My name is David Eccle. I teach about Buddhism in the religion department at Boston University, and I'm absolutely delighted to be here to be able to share with you my interest in this remarkable and lively and perpetually challenging religious tradition. You might be interested, just as we start this series of lectures, about how I became involved in the study of Buddhism. I didn't grow up in a Buddhist environment. I suspect that that's true also for many of you. I came to Buddhism when I was a young man studying Christian theology at Oxford. And one of the biggest challenges we faced in those days was to try to find something to fill our long four-month summer vacation between the 2 years of our program. And I, being the naive guy that I was in those days, signed up to do an expedition to the desert of central Iran to study the life of Iranian nomads. And we got out to the desert and I'm sorry to say that we found no nomads other than ourselves. But when we got to the end of that trip, as I was sitting under the great Mongol dome in the Friday Mosque in Isfahan, gazing up into the brickwork, I began to muse a little bit about a lot of the things that I had seen, and I decided that I wanted to do nothing more with my life than to study the civilizations of Asia. So I went back to Oxford and began to study Sanskrit, the language of India, and followed my nose and eventually ended up at Harvard studying comparative religion and Buddhism. One thing led to another, and I found myself swimming happily through the philosophical traditions of the Indian Buddhist community, and also the philosophical traditions of Tibet. And Buddhism has become really an endless source of fascination, I would have to say, for me. And I'm looking forward very much to having a chance to share that fascination with you in this course. In this introductory lecture, I'd like to give you a brief overview of the history of Buddhism, Our course is going to follow a historical trajectory from the Buddhists of ancient India to the Buddhists who have become such an important life and such an important component in our own neighborhoods here in North America. So this overview of Buddhist history will give you, I think, a clear impression of the ground we will cover together in these lectures. I'd also like to say something about my own approach to the study of Buddhism. I think it's important not just to know the history of Buddhism, but to find some way, if we can, this is not always easy, especially when we're talking about people who lived many centuries ago, but if we can, I'd like to find a way to get inside the hearts and the minds, somewhere in here, wherever that mind is located, in the center of the personality, so that we can understand the people who have made Buddhism such a dynamic component in Asian civilization, and now, of course, are making Buddhism such a dynamic part of the civilization of the rest of the world.